The following shir has been presented by Harav Daniel Neustadt, Yoshev Roish of the Vat HaRabbanim of Detroit, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
In Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings down a shaila about Yain. If one person makes a bracha, and he wants to be mitzi others as well, does that require a seba, or does even a seba help? And the maskan of the Gemara, the shita of Rabbi Yochanan is, afilu yai nami baya seba, where if one wants to be mitzi another person in the bracha of Bay Pri Agofen, so they have to shafe kvis, they have to be kavua to this sitting down, then we could say that one person makes the bracha for the others. And Lalacha Lamaisa, this is the way we're paskin, that Yain Nami Bai Haseba, and the only way that a person could be mighty another person in Bai Paragafin is if they do Haseba. Tosfos in a number of places says that the yeshiva that we have today, Tosfos speaks that out in Nafman Beis, that Anu in Lanu Haseba, because now our yeshiva Shalonu have a kvius Lanu Kasaba Didhu. Because nowadays we all different, we have different lifestyle the way we eat. So our yeshiva is considered their haseba. So a person can be made to another person in the bracha of Bayi Agafen as long as one is sitting down. Taisus Naf Mem Gimel wonders, Tzarech Ein, says Taisus, from the Indian of Havdalah. The Minig, says Taisus, is people used to stand, Sha'anu Mavdilin V'Oimdim. When they recited Havdalah, they stood. So asks Taismas, if that's so, Ha'echanu Paitrun Zeze Miyayinu Me'avdalah, Acharei Sha'enu Anu Lo Yoishvim V'Loi Mesubin. If you're standing, so that means you're not sitting. If you're standing, how could you make Havdalah for everybody else? Usually, Havdalah is not said in private. A person is either in his family or in shul, so you have a ganze chaburah. So how are we mighty, our family members in Havdalah, if the meaning is that Havdalah is recited when one is standing up? So Tosfos says two things. First he says, V'shama yesh loymar, mitoch shekoyven atzman kidei lotzis yidei Havdalah, kavi nami akulu milsa. It's like a mitoch. Since we are anyway kaveah, not just for the purposes of yain, not just for the bracha of the Bayi Pri Agafen, but we're kaveh together, everybody's sitting around, standing around the table together in order to be yaitza havdalah one from another. So the one person is mavdil, and everybody else listens and is yaitze with him. So once there's a kvius for the havdalah, there's also already a kvius for the yain. It's like considered one session. And this is a session of kvius for havdalah. The havdalah itself creates the kvius. And once there's a kvius for havdalah, there's also a kvius for the Bayi Pri Agafen as well. But then Tosfos seems to backtrack. And Tosfos says, V'lechach no'ev etoiv l'mavdil v'gam l'shoimim sh'yeshnu b'shas avdolah sh'oz yiyeh nireh k'kevel p'yter oisom. So while in the beginning he seems to answer up the minig and say it's not a problem, but afterwards, Tosfos seems to change its mind and say, "Lamaisa, even though I was melamed tzchus in the minig, but it's better to change the minig. It's better that both the mavdil and the shemea will sit down during havdalah, and then there's a kvius around the table. It's a clear kvius, and then he can be mitzvah to them in the Bayi Pri Agafen. He can mitzvah them in havdalah." Tosfos recommends that the minig be changed and people should sit down when they make havdalah. Pashtus, the Taisis needs a little bit of an explanation. Since when do we find that a person could change his minig? His aru b'minig avaseichem, al titoish tayar simecha, a minig in klal Yisrael is a holy zach. Where do we change minhagim just because we have a kashim, it's at the halacha? L'chayra, we are usually accustomed to continue the minhagim that are avaseinu and naigin. So this question is asked by Ramesha Feinstein in Igros Moshe and Chelik Hei. And he says that we see from here that Tosfos held that this is not a minig choshev, or like he writes it, ein ze tam choshev. To this minig was not established based on the tam choshev. He brings down the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Aleph from the base, where the Gemara discusses the concept of Dvarim Hamutarim Vacherim Noaguben Isir Iyatur Ashoyim Lahatir Bifnehim. Even though it's mutter, but if people are knowing in something, then it's aser, so it should remain that way. We shouldn't be matarit. But the Gemara says klar that that's talking about the kusoi yaskinin. In a place with this kusim, with this azilzim and halacha, people are not careful in halacha, so we have to be careful not to be matarit things that they consider are aser. But in a place where it's shchichit amid the chachamim, so you could be matarit bifneihem. And the Gemara gives a number of examples where there was minhagim that different rabbanim were matter at different times. Rechitzas shnei achim ke'echa, two brothers going to bathe together. There was a minig of wearing something called kur dekisin on Shabbos, which was a shayla v'itzah. There was an issue of leishav el safsal on acharim Shabbos. People used to sit down on benches where business was done, and it looked like you're doing business on Shabbos. So all those things are mutim and tzaradin, but nevertheless there was a custom, there was a minig not to do them. But since we see from that Gemara that there were matter those minhagim, and Tosis over there in Psachim explained that this is not a minhag kosher, something that does not have to remain, it wasn't established according to the Gidrei Halacha, and therefore such minhagim could be dropped. So says Rav Moshe that that's pshat in Tosis of Hei Bayos and Brachas, that the minhag of standing up for Abdullah is was not a minhag, he says, that some people put together because of covered of the bracha. You're saying a beautiful bracha, so you should be standing up when you're reciting the bracha. But once it comes out that it doesn't fit in with the halacha, if the halacha is that in order to be mighty others, a person has to sit down, he has to shaf a kviyas of yeshiva, so therefore this minig loses its status of a minig, and it will be permitted to drop such a minig. This is the way Ramosh explains the choices. Now, there's a number of things that we have to speak out over here. Tosfos doesn't speak about Kiddush. He only talks about Havdalah. But it's very possible that the reason why Tosfos doesn't speak about Kiddush is because the minig was to sit down by Kiddush. Even though there was a minig, like Tosfos says, to stand by Havdalah, but nevertheless, a person could sit down by Kiddush. And the truth is that if you go through a halacha, you will find the distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah, like I was standing up. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reshayin Aleph in the Halachas of Kiddush, both the Mechaber and the Ramah hold that a person should sit down by when he recites the bracha of Bari Agathim and the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. Whether that Vaychulu is mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, then it's better to stand. But when it comes to the yeshiva, or when it comes to the rest of the Kiddush, so the Mechaber is Soysim, and the Ramos is clearly B'yoyser Toiv Leishev, B'noigim Leishev, and that's the Minig, and that's the Halacha. And there is a halachic reason for that, explains the Mishneh Berurah. He says that this is a concept, a better concept, when one sits down for Kiddush, then one is better Mekayim Kiddush B'makam Se'uda. It's almost literally B'makam Se'uda. Kevin Sheyoshev B'makam Se'udasai Be'esa Kiddush. At the time that you're reciting Kiddush, you also sit down at the place that you're going to eat. So it's not just in the room is Kiddush B'makam Se'uda, but at some Chefetz of the Kiddush is recited at the B'makam Se'uda Einer Alein. And therefore, that is a reason why Kiddush B'davka should be said sitting down. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down that which Tosfos says over here. He points that the Gura, the Bir HaGura, and the Shulchan Aruch and Reish HaAlef says that the Pshat and the Mechaber and the Ramah that hold that a person should sit down for Kiddush is because of the Svara of Kviyas, Be'inin Kviyas Sheyikbu Yachad. Not just the Mekadesh, but everybody else also has to sit down, and the Chafetz Chaim recommends that a person should be Nizer in that Lechatchila. The meaning of the Chafetz Chaim himself was talking to sit down by Kiddush based on this halacha. So Kiddush, there are valid halachic reasons, at least two valid halachic reasons, why a person should be makbid bedafka to sit down. When it comes to Havdalah, it seems that it's not so poshut. Because over there, in Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, where Havdalah is discussed, the Mechaber really says, Oymer Havdalah miyushev. That's it. He attacks holds a person should sit down when he recites Havdalah. And the Hesber is, says the Mishneh Berurah again, because since we are mighty other people at Havdalah time, therefore we have to sit down in order to shafa kviyas for the Hatzah. But the Ramah says no. V'yesh oimim me'umad v'chein noegim b'medinis eilu. The Ramah says by Havdalah there's shittus ahor that Yibedavka should insist on standing, and the Ramah says that in his Medinis that actually was the meaning that people stood for Havdalah. So the Ramah and the Mechaber are both clearly mechalik between Kiddush and Havdalah. In Kiddush it's better to sit, and Havdalah, at least according to the Ramah Shita, it's better to stand. What's the reason why one should stand by Havdalah even though he doesn't sit down by Kiddush? So the Mishnebura speaks out that the Kevin Shuhu Halvoyas Hamelech, Havdalah is that we partake, we're saying goodbye to the Melech, to the Shabbos Malakasa, and there's a Klal Ein Malavin Elam Umad. You can't be Malavin somebody. If somebody gets up to leave your house, you don't remain seated and let the person go away. You stand up, you get up, and you walk along with the person however long you want to go with him. Halavoya has to be something which is ma'umad, and therefore there's a bazundar tam for a person to be malavah the Havdalah, to say Havdalah b'dafka when he's standing, because then he's being malavah. So there's a clear distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah legabe the concept of standing. I, says the Mishnah Berurah, what are we going to do with Tosfos Taina that in order to be Maitzi Acherim one has to sit? So he says, what do you mean? Tosfos himself says that there's a Eitzah. Tosfos Al-Khathila, before he changed his mind, Tosfos seems to say that there's a concept that since the Kaveh Lotzes Yidei Birchas Avdolah is Mehani Nami Kviyizu Lotzes Birchas Ayayin, so therefore we have something to rely upon. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah is learning over here that now that we have, it's not stam a minig. Now the minig is based on a halachic principle. The halachic principle is ein melavin ela me'umad. Since you have to melavin the malka, you have to be standing up when you melavin the malka. So now it becomes a minig chashuv. So therefore, this minig should remain, and we shouldn't drop the minig. We have a kashim inside the halacha, like abin the halacha being mitzi somebody else bebrichas hayayin. So on that we have a teretz. So it comes up like this. If there is a halachic reason why bedavka to stand during Havdalah, so then we're going to have to come on to Tosfos Doichik, that since it helps for Havdalah, it helps also for the Yain. If there is no halachic reason, if it's only a minig ba'alma, or a minig she'enu chashuv, so then when we have a stark halachic question, then that minig will be dropped. This is the way l'chayr, the halacha will come out, if you put together what the Igros Maisha says, together with the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Igros Maisha says a number of interesting things regarding this minig Yisrael of standing by Kiddush. He points out, like we said, that mitzad the halacha amongst the Rishonim and amongst the Achreinim, there are no shittas that hold that a person should stand during Kiddush. But by Chulu, we find different shittas. But in Legabe the Boi Pri Agafen and Legabe the Bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos, all the Rishonim hold, the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Groh. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that's also the sheet of the Rambam and the Ravid. And we don't find anybody who disagrees. We don't find amongst the Paiskim that somebody should say that a person with Dafka should stand by Kiddush. And the reason is, like we said before, there are two reasons. That's Kiddush Makam Suda, and also to be might see everybody else. Ramesha adds there's really a third reason. He says Kiddush is really Nechshav Mibirchais HaSuda. Since a person cannot eat the Suda unless he makes Kiddush first. So just like you say Hamoitzi, so how do you sit down when you say Hamoitzi, because that's what's mat you to eat. Since Kiddush allows you to eat, Kiddush now becomes a chelik of the Suda, and a chelik of the Suda requires a yeshiva. So there's a number of halachic reasons, and all of the Paiskim who discuss it hold the mitzvah the halacha, a person needs to sit by Kiddush, and there is no chelik. Says Rav Moshe though, that there's a minig in many Jews, many Klal, many Yidin have a minig, that they do stand by Kiddush. And he says that's not based on Halacha, but it's based on Kabbalah. This comes from the Kisrei HaRizal, that the HaRizal says that a person should stand with Shasta Kiddush. What's the reason of the HaRizal? Why did the HaRizal seem to change the Halacha and hold that the Kabbalah would argue in the Halacha on this? So he brings down in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's brought down in the name of the Siddur Hashla, that the reason is because Shabbos is called the Kala. Like the Gemara says in a number of places, the Rabbi Yannai Misatef Bekoyev Omar Boi Kala, and it's already Minig Yisrael for many years to sell a Chodoydi Likras Kala Pei Shabbos Nekabla. So we see that Shabbos is considered Kala. If you take a look, Ramesha doesn't bring down the Lashon. If you take a look at the Siddur Ashlo inside, He writes like this: Kiddush tzarech miyos ba'mida. Kiddush has to be standing up. Kiddush shekala shehi ba'mida. Just like when you mekadosh the kala, the ma'aseh kiddushin is done ba'mida. So too is the kiddush. The kiddush is the kiddushin also has to be done ba'mida. He says v'hakoyim kamin lechvoida. Everybody stands to the covenant of the kala. And here is where we have a source for the minig that a lot of people have, that they stand up when the chasal kala come in. He says v'hakoyim kamin lechvoida. He's konsekin lekala el yoy. Certainly for the upper caliph, Shabbos Malkasa, Shabbos Kalasa, Alkena al Yokum Benecha Lamid Lechveda Shemizbarch, Velechveda, and therefore he says that's the reason behind the minig of the Kabbal, of the Mekubalim, to stand up when they recite the Shabbos Dikke Kiddush. Ramesh goes on to say, he says in the Tesan Pesach, he says, really, we find in the Gemara that there's a machlokes between the Amoraim, if Shabbos is called a Kala or if Shabbos is called a Malka. The Gemara in Hamaniach and the Gemara also in Kol Kisvei brings them to Mando Amrim, because Rabbi Chanina said Boy Venetzer Likros Kala Malkasa, and Rabbi Yana said no, Boy Kala, Boy Kala. So he says that really this Shaila, whether or not there's a concept of standing up for Kiddush, will depend if Shabbos is a Kala or if Shabbos is a Malka. Because if Shabbos is a Malka, this is like Mitzinu, that you make a Seuda for the Malka. There's no such concept that a person has to make a Seuda, that you'll have to sit down. But Mashengen says for a Kala, there's Chiyuvim, there's Sheva Brachas, there's the Chasana Seuda, there's Chiyuvim of Seudas for the covenant of the Kala. And therefore, it would depend. If Shabbos is a Malka, then there's no reason to stand at the time that you make the Kiddush. If Shabbos is a Kala, so then that would be the reason that the Rizal said that you have to stand up for towards the Kala. And since Klal Yisrael is knowing for years to call Shabbos as a Kala, so l'chore, that is the basis of the sheet of the Arizal to change from the Halacha. Ramesh himself says that the Mesiyosef and the Ramah were also Mekubalim, and they also knew this concept that Shabbos is a Kala. But Ramesh said the Machriya, not like the Mekubalim, and even the Magen Avraham, who throughout Shulchan Aruch always quotes the Kisvei Arizal, over here he drops the Kisvei Arizal. Says Ramesh, why did he drop the Kisvei Arizal? Because when the Kabbalah argues of the halacha is like the Kabbalah. We don't pass it. If the halacha doesn't say anything, so then the Kabbalah, we can follow the Kabbalah. But over here it's a direct contradiction. Mitzad halacha, there are no shittas Rishonim who hold that a person can stand by Kiddush. So therefore, even though Kabbalah it comes up like that, a person should not follow the Kabbalah when it's soiser the Gidoy halacha. And the Ramesh says stark that even those that really have a minig to recite Kiddush ba'amida, it's not a minig hashiv. It's a minig that you could drop if you want to drop it. It's not considered a shinui mitayr semecha because it's not a minig that's mechayiv that forces a person to follow. He says if a person lives b'makom that everybody in this society is mekadosh ba'amida, so you're allowed to remain with that minig. But if you live in a society that most people are mekadosh b'yeshiva, so tzarech you have to do it because you have nothing to rely on. You don't have a real minig, and you don't have the minig amakim, and therefore there's no heter, so to speak, to mekadosh b'amida at that time. Ramesh goes on to say another merdik achidish. He says the whole debate whether or not kiddush can be said by mida or by yeshiva between the halacha and the kabbalah applies only to Shabbos, because since Shabbos could be is called the kala, so legabe the kala we're oimid when we mekadosh the kala, so we mekadosh the Shabbos we're also oimid. But he says when it comes to yom tovim or when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says there is no mukkah at all to stand by that kiddush because lekuma alma those days are not called the kala. And he says, "Vegan lo yedua bevirur." We don't even know exactly 100% what the Arizal himself, what his minig was, legabe the kiddush of yontif. So therefore, he says, even if somebody would have a minig, mamash a minig, that he's always mekadosh ba'amidah v'yevatoyven, drop that minig. It's not considered a shini minig. He should change and do the halacha of mekadosh b'yeshiva. Kol shekin, he says, on Pesach, where the kiddush is the first of the dalat kaisis, where you really need haseba derech heirus, so to stand at the time, which is lahefach from derech heirus, is clearly against the halachas, even though those who are knowing minig arizal, but dafka should be makpid to sit on Pesach and really on every yontav and Rosh Hashanah, and on Shabbos it will depend on exactly on where he lives and on the menhagim of his parents whether or not he's allowed to continue in the minig of Amida b'shasa Kiddush. Just want to be mayor that if you take a look in the Kaf HaChaim in some Reish Ayin Aleph, where he quotes the Pre-Eitz Chaim, which is the original source of the Arizal's Shita Legabe standing, so over there it says clearly that the minig of the Arizal to stand by Kiddush is both by Shabbos and by Yom Tov. And therefore, there is a source, a very early source, all the way back to Reb Chaim Vital, that tells us that the minig of the Arizal applied also to the Kiddush of Yom Tov. There's also one more Nekuda that I saw in the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatzev in the Kleisenberger Rebbe Zecheinu Levracha, that he says that even though the Ramos says that it's toiv leishiv, the Ramos paskins that by Kiddush it's better to sit. And the reason is pashtus because the Kiddush Bevel Kelsuda, like the Kolvoy says that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But it could be, he says, that the Ramos l'shitasai, because the Ramos holds that the Netilas Yadayim was Masuda, the Netilas Masuda was before the Kiddush. So what happened was they used to wash their hands, then they used to sit down for Kiddush, and then they said Hamoiti. So he says if that's the Seder Hadvarim of them past the Zog and Kiddush Makam Suda, because they're already sitting down, they're saying Kiddush, the Hamoiti follows right through, and therefore it's one Ma'alach, it's one Miksha, and Kiddush Makam Suda applies. Us, that our meaning, most of the people in Klalos who really is that we wash after Kiddush. So it comes out that after Kiddush, anyway we get up to wash. So therefore, anyway we lose that concept of Kiddush Makam Suda. And therefore, we could say Kiddush, we could say, there's no reason not to say Kiddush or Reichul B'Yeshiva, and the Ramaz Halacha wouldn't apply. So we have over here, and Limud Mitzchus, according to Mitzad Halacha, even for those people that do say Kiddush B'Amida, they follow the Kabbalah, and according to this explanation, it would not be Soyser the Gidre Halacha, not like the Maskana of the Igris Moshe.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.